right, it's 5:30, so we will, I'll call our next meeting to order. Keith, would you mind reading the mission statement for the district?
The Trainer Board of Education mission statement. The goal of the Trainer Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer School Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community.
Roll call.
Mr. Wilkie.
Here.
Ms. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Dreyer.
Here.
Mr. Christensen.
Here.
All right. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
No amendments.
All right. Seeing no amendments, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the agenda, vote aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes. All right, first item of business, the collective bargaining agreement between Trainer Community School District to Trainer Education Association for 26-27 and 27-28.
Before we get into kind of the talking about some of the agreement, I just want to give a thanks to our labor management team members, both from the TEA and from the school board. Both groups spent a lot of time in collaboration and I think really honored attempting to reach consensus and honoring the stakeholders, all stakeholders in the process. I'd like to thank the TEA for their initial proposal. We as a board and then later as a negotiation team shared that we thought there was really clear evidence and thoughtful time and energy put in the proposal. And I think that helped us work through the agreement. For the board, I think you're aware of this, and for our public, we're going to enter a multi-year agreement with our Teacher Education Association, a two-year agreement. That two-year agreement has some what we call the triggers that would allow us to open back up negotiations if state supplemental aid, or a lot of times we use a lot of acronyms in education, SSA would be at or below, I missed a below, 1.75 or at or above 2.5. That would kind of be an SSA, just for our audience, is how the school district generates our revenue based on enrollment and so forth. The agreement has a $1,750 stipend per returning teacher added to their current wages. And then there was two language changes to the agreement, also in the collective bargaining agreement, or we refer to it as our contract. We haven't made a change to staff who are retiring and have been in the district 15 or more years. We have paid $10 per day previously, and we're going to increase that to $15 a day for unused sick leave. And then in the same personal leave section, or in the leave section, under personal leave, allow one rollover for an unused personal day, and there would be no more than accumulating 4 days total, and there will no longer be a payout for unused personal leave. I think in the board packet, I guess I gotta put my glasses on so I can see what I included, you'll see a comparison there. And we're kind of right in the middle with neighboring districts in terms of where our personal leave total arrangement looks with that, to give you just kind of some comparison. If there's any questions for me, or
I don't. Board, any questions? I mean, technically, let's get a motion on the table, and if there's discussion,
yeah,
we can have it at that time. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the teacher collective bargaining agreement with the TEA and certified handbook changes for 26-27 and 27-28 school years.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion second. Any discussion?
We didn't really discuss the 27-28 just now, right?
It's a two-year.
What part of it?
I just wanted to make sure we went through the discussion.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Okay. Yeah. Any other discussion? All right, I will call the motion to a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed? Nay. Motion passes. All right. Next item, certified and classified contracts for 26-27.
So the next step after kind of the agreement is updating all teacher contracts. Just procedurally, just so even though we agreed to a two-year agreement, only 1 year's contract is issued at a time. So we're really looking at work agreements or contracts for 26-27. And in the board packet, you have all classified and certified staff proposed wage increases. It works out to be a 3% wage increase based on the average of the $1,750 for teachers. So for an hourly staff person, that could range about 55 cents, depending upon where you fall. For some others, it might be 70 cents. But it all works out that everybody's getting a 3% increase at minimum.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to approve the certified and classified contracts and work agreements for 26-27 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion on the on those contracts? All right, seeing no discussion, I'll call the motion to a vote. All in favor, aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes. All right, now let's talk about middle school bathroom renovation.
It was a year ago, we took a facility tour, and we will again this fall, and looked at various components of our facility. And one of the projects, we had picked out two projects that we thought needed some renovation. One was the elementary bathroom in the original part of the elementary. And just really didn't change a lot in terms of like layout of the bathroom, just a renovation. I think it one bathroom was kind of an avocado green, and the other was kind of a yellow mustard or pale yellow mustard. And that renovation went really well. And with that, we decided to do the same for our middle school bathrooms right across from the middle school office, since that's seen a lot by the public. So we went to bid. In front of you, you have three different contractor proposals. Leader Construction was the lowest bid. They were all comparable materials and scope of project. So there's quite a range in the bids. But after our review and close comparison of the two lowest bids, it's our recommendation that the board consider the bid from Leader Construction to be awarded the project.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to approve the middle school bathroom renovation project to Leader Construction in the amount of $133,486.
So moved. Second.
All right, I have a motion second. Any discussion on that? Appreciate the work to get the number of bids that we did. All right, I will call that to a vote. Seeing no discussion, all in favor, aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion passes. All right, next item. assistant girls and boys golf coach.
We had one applicant, Troy Pedersen, and Troy interviewed very well for the position and as a recommendation from our activities director, Jason Shupp, that Troy should be awarded the position as the combination girls and boys assistant golf coach for the 2026 season.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to approve the coaching contract for Troy Pedersen.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion second. Any discussion? Maybe just note that we had talked previously, this is a new addition to our coaching stable of having a shared assistant coach for the two programs. In large part, just to the great numbers we have with our golf program now. So, seeing no discussion.
I'll just add, as the head boys coach, I'll recuse myself from this vote.
Okay.
I know Troy as well, so he'd be a great addition to the program. I'll leave it at that.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. No other discussion. I will call the motion to vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And just a note, Rob recused himself. Motion passes. All right, that brings us to the end of our business. Just a few reminders out there. We have our second budget hearing on April 13th, 2026 at 5:30 here in the high school flex room. And our next regular school board meeting will be at 6:30, roughly following the second budget hearing. So seeing no other business on the agenda, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 We are adjourned.